This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. I'm Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any. And today we are talking about jalapeno chips.
And we have had a very slow start today. Who knows what's going to happen with this show? We are struggling today.
Oh, I think we have a considerable amount of lag. It's like every time I want to say something, it's like I'm writing it in an old-fashioned letter with a fountain pen. I'm sealing it with a wax seal. I'm dropping it into an old-timey cast-iron mailbox. And that I will be hearing back from you at some point in the future, and maybe you'll laugh.
I don't know what's happened to my Wi-Fi, Matthew. Everything was so good there for the first 2 months of lockdown, and now everything is so slow.
It's okay. Like, I love the Victorian tradition of writing letters about absolutely nothing, which is, it was sort of prefigured Spilled Milk. Is prefigured a word?
You know, I think this is just going to encourage us to slow down. This is like the anti-Twitter, right?
Right.
Having to podcast with a bit of a lag here is going to encourage us to really think about what we want to say and not just rant and put dumb podcasts out into the world.
That's true. Well, we'll just go with the flow, like we always do. We're two of the most laid back people on the internet.
Yeah, we are not at all like stressed out, anxious people. Definitely not.
No, we'd like to like kick back with a bag of chips and
420,
just
man.
Be.
Yeah.
420. It's a holiday that's all about chips.
Oh, man.
All right. So this episode is about jalapeno chips. And did you come up with this topic?
I did, because I have been eating jalapeno chips pretty much daily for the past 2 to 3 months. I think, well, I was doing this before we were in lockdown. So, 3 to 4 months, maybe. And this is a habit that actually started for me last year. But
it sounds like we're going down memory lane.
If we are. So the first time I really remember buying jalapeno chips was when I was writing my next book, The Fixed Stars, which is coming out in August. I was staying at the home of an acquaintance on Whidbey Island trying to get away to write this book. And I needed more snack food than usual because writing is like 70% snacking and 30% writing. Would you say
that's
accurate?
What Thomas Edison said.
Yes. Yes. So I think when I was buying groceries to take up to Whidbey, I like bought some stuff I don't usually buy. And I bought a bag of jalapeno potato chips. I think I bought Tim's Cascade brand jalapeno
Good
potato
call.
Chips.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I took them up there. And each evening as I was cooking dinner, I would pour myself a glass of wine and a little bowl of jalapeno chips.
And then you'd pour the wine into the bowl and kind of crush them up a little bit and stir it.
I love a good wine-soaked, soggy potato chip. Who doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
that sounds like a chip flavor you would get in Britain, wine-soaked.
It does, doesn't it? Anyway, but what I remember most fondly about my jalapeno chip eating during this writing retreat is that one night I think I discovered, so the woman whose house I was staying at was very kind, and she was like, eat and drink whatever you find there. And I discovered that I had all the makings of a Manhattan. And so
when she got back, her liquor cabinet was completely destroyed.
Yes. And so anyway, I made myself a Manhattan. Had a Manhattan with my bowl of jalapeno chips. I think this is kind of a weird combination. I think they would have gone better with like margaritas or beer. But anyway, I had my Manhattan.
Sounds good to me.
My bowl of jalapeno chips. And I went and sat in this big armchair in her office in front of like a like a little wood stove. And I read a book during my cocktail hour. And it was one of the best moments of adulthood for me.
This sounds like what would happen if an overly sophisticated, like a precocious child ran away like a mixed up files of Mrs. Baslay Frankweiler situation. Like they would later be found sitting in a big overstuffed chair drinking a Manhattan that they had shaken themselves and eating jalapeno chips.
Stirred, Matthew. Stirred.
And reading a book. What were you reading? Stirred, sorry.
I might have been reading. I mean, this is not like fodder for humor. Although this book was really funny. The Rachel Cusk book that is about like new parenthood. Is it called A Little? So many listeners
called,
right now who know what book I'm talking
one of
about.
Outline.
Anyway. Kudos. No, those are novels.
I think I should get a lot of credit for coming up with a title of a Rachel Cusk book.
I think I get
a B plus there.
Anyway, I cited this book actually in my book, so I should know the name of it, but whatever.
Did you cite the chips also?
I didn't. I should have thanked the chips in the acknowledgement. In the acknowledgements,
you
I
should
ate
have.
So many of them. Anyway.
If it's not too late, you can cut me out of the acknowledgements and replace me with chips.
Okay. I'll do that. Thank you.
So my memory lane, I don't remember when I first bought jalapeno chips, but it was definitely a while ago. It was probably in the 90s. And I want to say, like you said, we should do jalapeno chips. And I was like, that sounds great. Like we definitely need to do a snack food episode. I love jalapeno chips. Let's do it. And then you said, why don't you research jalapeno chips? I was like, okay. You know what the hardest thing in the world to research is? Jalapeno chips.
Yeah. Like,
I could not find when they were introduced. Well, I mean, like they're not considered like a separate, you know, semantically they are not a separate category from potato chips in general. And so try to figure out like what are the search terms that return like jalapeno potato chips? Like I went to the Kettle Chips website. Did they say when the jalapeno chips were introduced? No. So I ended up on Google Books. And what I found was that the first mention in a book or printed matter that Google has indexed of jalapeno chips is in 1974, they were mentioned in a short story in an issue of Writers Forum magazine. I couldn't find the author.
Wow, Matthew, I think this is really good. This is deeper research than we usually do.
Okay. They didn't become popular till like the late 80s, early 90s. Like I think along with my guess, and this is really just a guess, is that probably like along with the rise of the jalapeno popper and Tex-Mex food in general.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, I seem to remember in our childhood that while there were flavored chips, I mean, certainly like nacho Doritos, Cool Ranch Doritos, I don't remember anything near the varieties of flavored potato chips that we have now. I mean, there was sour cream and onion or whatever.
Yeah,
but
there was cheddar and sour cream Ruffles, which are still a favorite of mine.
Mm-hmm. But it would make sense to me.
I'm just going to eat chips throughout this episode, by the way.
It would make sense to me if jalapeno potato chips had really like gotten a foothold as the number of different flavored potato chip varieties increased. And people were like,
yeah, but it's interesting to see like which ones become classics and which ones don't. Mm-hmm. Is it very interesting? No, probably not.
Well, but like, God, like Kettle has so many sort of niche variety. There's like Korean barbecue. There was
I love the Kettle Korean barbecue. It's sweet, it's salty, it's spicy, it's great.
Ooh, I haven't tried it.
The kettle chips chili verde, those are also very good.
These are so specific. I wouldn't think to buy them.
And one of my all-time favorite chips was the kettle chips cheddar beer flavor, which was discontinued in like the mid-2000s, I think, and occasionally comes back as a special edition. Like, that is so mean, I think, when they bring back one of my favorite chip flavors for a limited time only.
I can't picture it. Cheddar beer. Is it like, isn't there a type of, you know, like it would show up on like crudité platters and like cheese cube platters. It was like cheddar cheese that was shot through with like dark beer or something.
Yeah, like porter or something. Yeah.
I've always avoided like those on the cheese platter.
Well, the cheese cubes?
Yeah, I don't want the
I'm
ones
not really
that
interested
like...
in like the veiny cheese cubes.
Wow. That
but
makes
the chip
sound
is a
so
different
good.
Thing because it's fried.
Yes. Okay.
Veiny.
Veiny. Mm, I love a good veiny cheese cube.
But when I was a kid, do you remember the Jay Leno commercials for Jumpin' Jack cheese flavored Doritos?
I don't think so.
I don't remember like whether there was like a specific bit to the commercials. It was just like Jay Leno eating chips, I think, because Jay Leno was very big at the time. And I thought he was great. So they with great fanfare, Doritos introduced new Jumpin' Jack cheese flavor. And I thought they were a delicious chip. They were around for a few years. And I was like, okay, this is like a new member of the Dorito family, along with the nacho cheese, the Cool Ranch, and I think taco flavor. And then like later, taco flavor and Jumpin' Jack cheese both got discontinued unceremoniously. And occasionally they'll come back. But like, I think those should be part of the lineup for good.
I'm having such an interesting experience listening to you talk about this, not because what you're saying is interesting, but because I notice how willing you are to try new food products. Like, if I think about like your personality type as a whole, I wouldn't think that you would be like an early adopter of things, but you are consistently. You are an early adopter of chip
flavors. Oh yeah,
flavors,
no, and I think like
technology. Here we are out in the future. We live on Mars now because Matthew suggested it.
We live on Mars with Taylor Kitsch, like in that movie, Tim Riggins Goes to Mars.
I missed that one.
A movie I think it was one of the biggest flops of all time. This is a real movie I'm talking about. Nobody saw it.
I wish it was called Tim Riggins Goes to Mars.
Well, then people might have seen the movie.
Yeah, like, I would have.
Yeah, like Tim Riggins and Matt Saracen take over Mars. And
sign me up. Do they wind up getting together? Because they're like the
only
two humans.
Of course they do. Are you kidding?
Oh my God, I am watching this immediately.
They have this entire planet to themselves. Probably there are some like hot Martians also. I don't know.
Oh God, is there like Tim Riggins on Matt Saracen action and vice versa?
Yes, for sure.
Oh, I'm
so excited. That's the whole point of the movie.
Okay.
But they make you wait till like 90 minutes into the movie.
Don't they always? Anyway, but yeah, you're an early adopter of like chip flavors, all kinds of things.
Right. And like that adventuresome spirit really spills over into a lot of areas of my life. Chips, technology pretty much ends right there.
Okay.
And chip technology.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It occurs to me that I have never had jalapeno chip. When I think of jalapeno chips, I think of potato chips. I have never had other types of jalapeno flavored chips. Do they make them?
Oh, they do. So our favorite, I think both of us love Juanita's tortilla chips.
Yes. Yeah,
Juanita's makes a jalapeno tortilla chip, and they also make something called a chilipeño flavor, and I don't really know how they're different, but they're both tasty.
So you've tried them?
Oh, yeah, I've tried them. There's jalapeno Fritos, which I don't know if, I think those are a current product.
Okay.
And they're good. They're not as good as, I think like jalapeno and potato chips really have an affinity for some reason, even though like if you had like a jalapeno heavy salsa, you'd be dipping tortilla chips in it.
Right, right.
There's Tostitos hint of jalapeno flavor.
I think when I have jalapeno chips, I want them really jalapeno-y. I don't want no hint.
Right. No, I have had exactly the same thought, because like hint of jalapeno, like, you know, we're not going to like bother you by putting much flavor in these.
Well, but didn't they start with a hint of lime? Isn't that a Tostitos product? Like Tostitos?
Yeah, I think they did. And then they started hinting at other things. Yeah.
When I was a kid, the brand of tortilla chips that my mom always bought was Tostitos. They were round. Do you remember that?
Yes. I think we were a Tostitos family also. I think that was like by far the dominant brand of tortilla chips when we were kids, at least probably on the West Coast.
Okay. Well, and maybe in Oklahoma.
Wait, you weren't on the West Coast. You were in Oklahoma.
But it occurs to me that, yeah, growing up, I think I really, like for me, tortilla chips equaled round Tostitos. And yeah. Now...
Wow, we've gotten so far from jalapeno potato chips. We're talking about unflavored round tortilla chips. Will you listen to us for a minute?
Oh, God. So, okay, hold on. So how is it that it came to be jalapeno chips and not like... Well, I guess jalapenos are sort of the most popular chili pepper for Tex-Mex kind of stuff, right? Like, serrano chili peppers are just they don't have the same... social currency, shall we say. Social capital?
That's right. They don't. Like, if you try and like go into a store and pay with serranos, they'll like point to a sign on the counter that says we will not exchange serranos for jalapenos at this store. No, I love serrano chilies. Like, I love jalapenos, and like I've often said, like if you put the word jalapeno or peanut butter on your product packaging, I will buy your product no matter what it is. But like if you put serrano on there, I might even jump that much faster because I love serrano chilies. I made a homemade pico de gallo the other day with some chopped up serranos. It was terrific.
Oh, man. I never even think of it. I never think about the difference. Have we done an episode where we tasted like jalapeno versus serrano so that I can learn?
I think we did a green chili episode, but I don't know. It was a long time ago and I don't know what we did, and we should revisit it.
But I also feel like when you say green chili, like that is a whole, that to me is a separate category from jalapeno and serrano. I think of like hatch chilies immediately.
Yeah. And you like know? Poblano chilies, maybe?
Yes. Yes. I think of like bigger chilies.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. Yeah. So we'll do a jalapeno versus serrano episode.
Great. Okay. But Matthew, do you tend to buy jalapeno chips on a regular basis now like I do?
Fairly regular. So I wanted to ask you, like, it sounds like jalapeno chips rank high in your pantheon of a flavored potato chip.
Oh,
right?
I think for me, they're at the top. Like, if it tells you anything, yesterday I did one of my, like, you know, giant grocery runs. Mm-hmm. And now that so for a while earlier in the pandemic, there was a sign on the chip aisle at my grocery store that said, like, please only like limit yourself to one bag per type.
Sure.
And
one bag per type.
Well, like, I think that it wasn't like you could only get one bag of chips, but you weren't supposed to like buy out all of one particular flavor or one particular
brand. That seems reasonable.
Right. Okay. So now that sign isn't there. So I'm that person yesterday who came out of the grocery store with three bags of Kettle jalapeno chips.
Oh, yeah.
And one bag of Kettle crinkle cut salt and pepper, which is June's
favorite. Oh, those are great. Yeah.
June loves those.
Those strike me as like a primo party chip. Like if you take a big punch bowl and you open one of those big bags of the Kettle crinkle cut salt and pepper chips and dump them into the punch bowl, a party will just form around the bowl, which is why at the current time you are not allowed to do that.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, no. So we just pour them into small bowls, and that's allowed right now.
That is allowed, yes. A bowl that can attract like one or two family members. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my pantheon of flavored chips, I would put jalapeno maybe third or fourth.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's true.
Tell me your list.
Number one, chicken and waffles. No, just kidding. Like, I rarely buy. Like, I'm always tempted to buy those, like, you know, we came up with three new flavors that were invented by some of our chip fans promotions. They never really deliver for me. Number one, sour cream and onion, for sure. Number two, salt and vinegar. Number three, jalapeno.
Okay. For me, jalapeno, number one, right at the top. But that said, I'm also not really a chip dipper. I think that if I were someone who, whenever I opened a bag of chips, I also took like a tub of dip out of the fridge, mm-hmm. I think I might go for a different flavor. Because I just, what I love about these is they are so perfect on their own. They don't leave a funny taste in my mouth like sometimes the vinegar, salt and vinegar ones do, or the ones with sort of oniony kind of stuff going on do.
Oh yeah, those will definitely like do funky things to your mouth.
Even though so I really think the beverage to drink with the jalapeno chip is either probably just a beer, any kind of beer, mm-hmm. frankly, probably a light colored beer, or a margarita, though I haven't tried it.
I think goes well with a jalapeno chip is a lemon lime soda, such as a Sprite.
Oh, I haven't tried that.
Very tasty. Okay. I have some Squirt in the fridge right now, and I think I'm going to pour myself a glass of Squirt to go with my jalapeno chips. Okay.
Do it.
Should I do it right now?
Yeah, do it, and I'm just going to vamp. The listeners are going to love
it. You vamp for a minute. I'll let you know when I'm back with Squirt.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Masterclass.
Matthew, take a minute and picture that thing that you've always wanted to learn.
All right, I'm picturing the thing.
Okay.
And you know, what if I get lost in the wilderness?
Well, okay, this is the thing?
This is the thing.
Oh, okay. Well, so picture learning it from someone who's literally the best at getting lost in the wilderness.
No.
In the world.
Don't understand, Molly. I want to get found in the wilderness.
Oh, okay.
So, and for that, I turn to Jesse Krebs, who is an internationally recognized expert on wilderness survival. She has a class on Masterclass, and she teaches like the five basic needs. And if you think number one is water, you're wrong. She teaches you how to use a knife, how to use rope, one of your most important tools in the wilderness. I don't think I'm going to get stuck in the wilderness, but if I do, I'm going to be really happy that I took this class on Masterclass.
Yeah, well, Masterclass is where you should go if you don't just want to think about learning something, but you actually want to do it with one-on-one classes with the world's best.
Yeah, if you want to learn singing from Christina Aguilera, if you want to learn shooting threes from Steph Curry, there's only one place in the world to do those things, unless you happen to know those people, which you don't.
Yeah, you don't. And every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk.
And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/spilledmilk15.
That's 15% off right now at masterclass.com/spilledmilk15.
masterclass.com/spilledmilk15.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
So, everybody, here is my only complaint about jalapeno chips, and it's not really about jalapeno chips. But so the normal size of kettle chip bag, I just dropped my bag, is 5 ounces. All right. 5 ounces is the size of this bag I've got in front of me. And I am here to report that in our household, where both Ash and I eat these, we go through one bag of jalapeno kettle chips in like 36 hours. And it is just dumb. This has been a really scintillating vamp I've done. But anyway, recently I was at a different grocery store and I found the sharing size of
Squirt.
Jalapeno kettle chips. I was just boring the listeners with my rants about the size of chip
bags. Oh, I can't
wait
to hear this. I didn't hear any of it. So.
Oh, it was very boring. But anyway, I was saying that Ash and I go through, so my local grocery store only carries the 5 ounce size of kettle jalapeno chips.
Oh,
preferred 5 ounce brand.
Size, but that's like the regular size bag, right?
It is the regular size bag. But let's say I have a small bowl of them while I'm cooking dinner. Let's say Ash has a handful of them with their sandwich at lunchtime. We will go through one bag of these in 36 to 48 hours at that rate.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I'm trying to think of if a bag of chips has ever lasted more than 48 hours in my house. I mean, I don't think so.
No, what I was going to say is that especially in these like weird days lately where, you know, the days are so similar, right? And the days are just mm-hmm. very long sometimes. When I look at the clock and I discover that it's like 4 o'clock, maybe almost 5 o'clock, I get so excited, not only because the day is almost done, But because it is almost time for me to pour myself a bowl of jalapeno chips and a glass of wine. And it really, nice. I feel like they don't even go that well together, but it's like become like a Pavlovian response for me now. I just want my jalapeno chips and my glass of wine, even though they aren't a natural pair.
I mean, if they're not a natural pair, why did Elizabeth David write that book, A Bowl of Jalapeno Chips and a Glass of Wine?
Oh, yes. Yes,
that's a classic of food writing.
It is. Definitely not an omelet. Nope.
That was her next book, actually. Definitely not an omelet. It was a collection of like 18 essays that got like progressively more profane about how much she hated omelets. It was a very strange move, but I respected it.
I wonder how many of our listeners are going to enjoy that little joke, or how many of them will be like, what the hell is Matthew talking about?
They'll be like three.
Oh, good.
If you are familiar with the Elizabeth David book, An Omelet and a Glass of Wine, and you got that joke, even if you didn't like the joke, please get in touch. Contact at spilledmilkpodcast.com just to say, I hear you. Okay, so she wrote the one, Definitely Not an Omelet. which was just about how she didn't hate omelets, and then she just started like writing books about how other foods that she hated,
like what other ones?
The potato, let's bury it for good, and then she wrote this long book. It was like over 400 pages about the Doritos Loco taco from Taco Bell and why she thought it was a bad idea, and it was 25 years before that product was introduced.
This is great, Matthew. Do you want to just do the rest of the show by yourself talking about fictional Elizabeth David books?
I think maybe I do.
Okay, go on. Do you have any others?
No, that's I ran out a bit right there.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I had some time to think when your Wi-Fi exploded.
Okay.
And that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah. In case the listeners wonder if they notice I sound any different, I'm now in the living room and we've gotten guinea pigs.
Oh yeah, guinea pigs are great for soundproofing. You've like. Glued them all over the walls of the living room.
They're very furry, though they don't have a lot of density. So I don't really know how it works. But anyway, okay, what else did we have to say about... Oh, so Matthew, have you tried different brands of jalapeno chips?
So I came up with a list of, I think, five brands of jalapeno potato chips that I've tried. And these are those brands. Pringles, pretty good. Lay's Kettle Cooked, which is what I'm eating today, which are good. Like Lay's, I think, always have like a good texture and a good amount of salt. These could definitely have more jalapeno flavor.
Okay.
Kettle, I think, is maybe the gold standard for jalapeno chips.
So
I agree with you.
I remember that my brother, David, I remember him like sort of talking about how much he loved Kettle jalapeno chips the last time I saw him, which was before I got into Kettle jalapeno chips.
Oh, was he the one who introduced you to it? Was he your pusher?
I don't think so. I think I brought it on myself. But anyway, I remember him talking about how spicy they were, like crazy spicy. And it even says hot with this like red emblem on the front of the package. But I don't know if I'm like just so used to them that like they just seem normal to me now.
Yeah, there aren't many mass market chips that are really that spicy. Even like, you know, like Trader Joe's ghost chili potato chips, not that spicy.
Yeah, I mean, I think June would not want to eat these, but she's tasted them and she was fine. She survived it. Anyway, so yeah, I always buy Kettle. I also, I used to buy, remember the first time I think I bought Tim's Cascade, which has a slightly different jalapeno flavor, but is also very spicy.
Yeah, Tim's Cascade are good. And I'm also a fan of the full line of Miss Vicky's chips, which you don't see as much. I think they're Canadian.
Okay.
It might be British, but might be Canadian. And my favorite of theirs is the salt and malt vinegar flavor, but their jalapeno chips are also very good.
Where do you buy Miss Vicky's in Seattle?
Oh, that's a good question. Like, I don't have a standard place that I look for them. I think they might actually have them at Safeway now. It used to be you could barely get them in the U.S. at all, and then they started seeping in.
Okay, I'll have to look for them. Do you think that my sound would be any better if I turned and spoke into the sofa?
I think it sounds fine. Don't worry about it. I think if you know how, like, inside of a dog, it's too dark to read? Maybe you just like smushed your face up against the side of that dog.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I do. I've got my dog here. You can't see the guinea pigs, obviously, because they're on the wall. I'm using them for soundproofing, as we already discussed.
Right. And you, the listener, can't see them because it's an audio podcast.
As opposed to one of those visual podcasts.
This, like, when in the early days of podcasting, there was like a sense that maybe video podcasting would be a thing. I think like before YouTube really took over our lives. And like even like on iTunes, there was like, you know, top 10 audio food podcasts, top 10 video food podcasts. And then they realized like no one wants a video podcast because you can't enjoy it like in your car or like at work.
Well, yeah. And that just seems like a boring TV show.
It was a boring TV show.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, we're something special. We're a boring TV show with no pictures.
That is special.
Wait, that sounded like the closing joke right there. I'm Matthew Hamster Burton.
I'm Molly Weisberg.
Find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com and facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast. Find us on Instagram at spilledmilkpodcast. Our producer is Abby Circatella. Molly, tell the people about our new podcast that they're tired of hearing about.
Yeah. So we have a brand new podcast launched on May 18th called Dire Desires. It is a podcast about life lessons gleaned from erotic thrillers. And of course, it's a comedy podcast. We're not serious about these life lessons, but it is delightful.
Oh. I was completely, this was supposed to be, I've been living my life according to the precepts of the movie Body of Evidence.
Great. Anyway, we have had so much fun making this podcast, and we want to share it with you. And so go listen. You can find Dire Desires wherever you already find your podcasts, and you can check it out also at diredesirespodcast.com.
All right. That's it. Hopefully, this episode's going to edit together.
I loved the closing joke, and I loved how panicked you seemed to take advantage of it and get the hell out of this show.
All right. Okay. See you next time.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
I'm Matthew.
Hey, I'm Molly. God. Okay.
And
it's
this is
be
Spilled Milk, the show where we
taping.
Cook something.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.